Chakras. It's not news to any of you, I know, that our physical bodies are energy containers, possessors of a life force so powerful that we can emanate it and have it felt by those around us. We can walk into a room and, without offering any visible or audible cues at all, project love, anger, confidence, fear, a whole kaleidoscope of other emotions that the people in that room will react to as surely as if we were wearing a neon sign announcing how we feel. It's in the aura of our radiated energy or life force that our chakras are found. They're basically the vortexes or energy centers of our life force. There are 7 chakras, each of them corresponding to a major endocrine gland in the body, and each of them controlling specific physical areas and functions. Stress, present and future illness, depression, circulatory blockages, ovarian cysts, and countless other health problems can be counted on to manifest themselves in the chakras at the same moment or even before they manifest themselves in the body itself. The chakra in charge of the affected area of the body will appear darker, murkier, duller, less alive than the rest of the aura. And the good news is, cleansing, unblocking, and restoring energy to that chakra can actually heal the physical problem the chakra was reacting to. I always smile a little when I read some skeptical critique debating the existence and effectiveness of chakras and find them referred to as a New Age fad concept scam. At the very least, chakras date back to the earliest Hindus and Buddhists, which means they predate Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. The word chakra itself is Sanskrit for vortex or wheel. Agree with the concept or don't, but I think it's fair to give credit where it's due and acknowledge that chakras have withstood the test of time remarkably well. As I describe the 7 chakras and their locations, try picturing them 1 inch or 2 away from your body, contained within the aura of your radiated life force. The crown chakra, located at the top of the head, corresponds to the pineal gland, in charge of the brain and nervous system. The brow chakra, located in the middle of the forehead where the third eye would be, corresponds to the pituitary gland, in charge of the forehead, including the temples and carotid system. The throat chakra, located at the base of the throat, corresponds to the thyroid gland, in charge of the throat, neck, and bronchial systems. The heart chakra, located in the center of the chest, corresponds to the thymus gland, in charge of the heart, circulatory, and cardiac systems, lungs, and total chest area. The solar plexus chakra, located halfway between the navel and the bottom of the breastbone, corresponds to the pancreas, a major power center, in charge of the stomach, intestines, liver, eyes, skin, and muscular system. The spleen chakra, located in the center of the abdomen, corresponds to the gonads, in charge of the reproductive system and lumbar area. The root chakra, located midway between the sex organs and the anus, corresponds to the adrenal glands, in charge of the skeletal, including the teeth, bladder, and lymph systems, spinal cord, sciatic nerve, and all other components of the sacral plexus, legs, feet, ankles, and sense of smell. There seem to be as many attributes assigned to each chakra as there are cultures who subscribe to them for effective spiritual and physical healing. Depending on your sources, the chakras have their own colors, their own earth elements, their own stone, quartz, amethyst, obsidian, tiger eye, etc., even their own specific number of lotus petals. There are secondary chakras, minor chakras, and mini chakras. The methods of cleansing and unblocking the chakras are even more varied. Crystals, music, several different yoga disciplines, the laying on of stones, the application of special oils or herbs, beams of appropriately colored light concentrated on the chakra in question, etc., etc., etc. I'm sure that any number of the age-old approaches to cleansing, unblocking, and restoring health to your chakras are wonderful. I'm not about to claim I've tried even a fraction of them, but I can recommend the quick, easy method I use every morning in those moments before I get out of bed. I simply picture each of my chakras, starting at the top of my head and working my way down my body, and then, one at a time, envision them glowing, first with a laser beam of green light, because green is the color of healing, and then with the white light of the Holy Spirit, for protection, purity, and a grateful acknowledgement of my God center. It's relaxing, it's exhilarating, and it takes less than 5 minutes. And I feel safe in promising that whether you believe me or not, if you try it every morning for one short month, you'll be astonished at the improvement in your general health, well-being, and appreciative reconnection between your body and your divine life force.